Good morning from WVIK News. I'm Jay Pierce. It's the final morning of our fall on-air fundraising campaign here at WVIK. If you haven't had a chance to contribute yet, hop on over to WVIK.org. Till 9 o'clock this morning, we are matching all contributions twice, so you triple the power of your contribution to WVIK. That address again, WVIK.org. Just hit the donate button. Thank you.
Here's the WVIK forecast. We'll have plenty of bright sunshine this week, but it's certainly going to feel a lot like fall with all this cool air moving into the region. Sunshine and breezy, a high of 60 to 65 later this afternoon. Clear skies, lighter winds tonight, lows 40 to 45. Sunshine's back tomorrow, highs are 60 to 65. Clear and chilly, 35 to 40 tomorrow night. The outlook for Wednesday, sunny, 55 to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn.
With very little land available for development within the city, Moline is looking to land south of the airport for its future growth. Last week, aldermen reviewed the city's recent strategic plans and how they might encourage new homes and businesses. Ryan Hvitlock, Director of Community and Economic Development, says the city must grow so it can continue to provide essential services to its residents.
You know, we want to ensure that this is smart growth, growth that is sustainable, you know, both obviously environmentally, but also economically, so that, you know, we're not just going to grow just for growth's sake. We want to ensure that where we do grow, it's a methodical and well-thought-out process.
The area for possible future growth covers about 6,000 acres and stretches south from the Quad Cities International Airport to about 120th Avenue. Hvitlock says the next step is to revise the city's most recent development plan that was completed in 2013, talk to Moline residents, the school district, major employers, and find out what they need and how growth might help them. Hvitlock says the city can't compete with the explosive growth now going on in Texas, but if Moline has a good plan, developers will find the city. In an effort to teach people how not to waste food, the Quad Cities Food Rescue Partnership will hold a workshop this week. It'll be at St. Ambrose University during Sustainability Week, and Christina McDonough, board chair of the partnership, says, in the U.S., 40% of produced food is not eaten, but at the same time, in Scott County, roughly 9% of residents are food insecure. It's 11% in Rock Island County.
I want them to know that the Food Rescue Partnership is working to make the Quad Cities a community dedicated to eliminating food waste. I want them to know that there's stuff that they can do at home, too, small changes that will make a huge impact.
This year, the workshop begins at 6 o'clock Thursday to allow those who may work or take classes during the day to attend as well. And to register, you can go to foodrescue.org. QC.org, all one word, foodrescueqc.org. Well, the White House will hold its first Hunger, Nutrition, and Health Conference in more than 50 years this week, and as Harvest Public Media's Dana Cronin reports.
Some of the federal nutrition aid programs, like for women, infants, and children, or WIC, were born out of the original White House Hunger, Nutrition, and Health Conference during the Nixon administration. Lindy Buckingham Shutt is an assistant professor of community health and nutrition at Iowa State University. She says the 1969 conference has had a lasting impact on food and nutrition security.
Thinking about all that came out of that, it's really encouraging to think what could come out of the conference there is today.
Specific details of the conference are still vague, even though it's taking place at the end of the month. I'm Dana Cronin, Harvest Public Media.
Former Vice President Mike Pence will attend a fundraising dinner in eastern Iowa this week. On Thursday, Republican State House candidate Bobby Kaufman will host the 15th annual Family Harvest Dinner, and Pence will be the featured speaker. The event will be at the Wilton Community Center. Other GOP candidates may also speak. The fundraiser begins at 5:30. Kaufman is a candidate in the 82nd District, which includes parts of Scott, Muscatine, and Cedar counties. Cubs beat the Pirates 8-3. Cardinals lost to the Dodgers 4-1. The White Sox lost to the Tigers 4-1. Cubs are off today. They host the Phillies tomorrow night. Cardinals begin a series in Milwaukee tomorrow night, and the White Sox will be at Minnesota tomorrow night. The Iowa Cubs host Toledo tonight. In pro football, the Bears beat the Texans 23-20. The Packers beat the Buccaneers 14-12. and the Cowboys play the Giants tonight. College football Saturday, Augustana lost to Wheaton. Iowa beat Rutgers. Iowa State lost to Baylor. Western Illinois lost to Northern Iowa. I'm Jay Pierce.